trading land with the federal government was the last best hope to free up space in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge for a road. It would have connected King Cove to the airport at Cold Bay. But after a long analysis, the Interior Department decided against the swap in December. It was a big disappointment for King Cove, and also the state of Alaska. Tom Lenhart is an assistant attorney general.
We have 43,000 acres of land that we were going to exchange, as well as we obviously have an interest in the health and safety of our citizens. So there's very valid interest there.
That's why Lenhart filed a petition on the state's behalf in U.S. District Court this week.
It's a motion to intervene, which means we are simply moving to join the King Cove plaintiff group that has already filed suit.
A mix of private citizens and governments from around King Cove filed that suit at the beginning of June. They argued that the Interior Secretary violated federal law when she rejected their land exchange out of concern for wildlife in the refuge. Lenhart says the state could provide some handy tools for making that case.
Not just in law to assist, but with our biologists and planners, et cetera, who were in there for the last couple of years with Department of Interior, you know, looking at these alternatives.
But first, the court will have to review the state's request to join in. Even if they don't get permission, Alaska still has another lawsuit in the pipeline. The state started the process to sue the federal government for a right-of-way through the Eisenbeck Refuge. Della Trumbull is a spokesperson for the King Cove Corporation. She says she hopes the federal government's taking note.
Everybody's going to every possible extent or avenue possible to try to get this to happen. And hopefully, you know, the message is you've got to work with us. You've got to work with us on this issue.
Trumbull says it's been a quiet summer in King Cove so far, with calm weather and no medical emergencies. But it's not always so peaceful. There were 11 medevac flights out of the village this year, many in rough weather. Trumbull says a road would provide reliable transportation during emergencies. And after lobbying for so many years, Trumbull says getting a road would also let residents move on. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.